Oh, Fred, what have you done now?
Redmond, no more shortcuts. You have too much to lose.
The man has returned!
600,000 U.S. Treasury now.
It's good to be out.
It has been a long time.
Look, Shatio.
Oh, shit.
You killed my brother. Now it is my pleasure to kill you. And your entire family.
Hold on, mate. It just got out of the joint, mate. Literally, this morning.
I need some tools. I will make it painless.
You hear that?
So what? You looking for revenge?
Yeah.
That's my car you're breaking into.
It was much more cutthroat here.
It is my block.
Cannot be killed.
This more delightful than I ever could imagine.
Shoot the gun!
Run.
I can't hear your apology because I'm deaf now.
Oh, Fred, what have you done now?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Brad Gilmore Show
on demand.
We're back with another great episode for you today, and I'm so excited to have him on. He is the one and the only, the great Crispin Glover joins us on the show today. That is right. Crispin will be on the show. He's talking about the new film, Lucky Day, that is out tomorrow. At the time I'm doing this, it's out October the 11th on demand and in select theaters. If you're in the greater Houston area, you can go to Austin, Texas, go watch it. Not too far of a drive, about 2 hours, give or take. You go down 290, you rush a little bit, and you got to get there so that we can see the great Crispin Glover on the big screen. Here's how this happened. Because obviously, if you're listening to this, I'm a massive Back to the Future fan. It's my favorite film trilogy of all time. I think it's the greatest film trilogy of all time. And Crispin Glover has a lot to do with that. The first movie, Back to the Future Part 1, of course, probably perfect. when you just look at a movie, and I'm speaking 100% bias, and not objectively at all. But it's my favorite film trilogy of all time. Obviously, it's why I do the podcast about it. It's why I wanted to have Crispin Glover. And I saw, or maybe I should say this, a friend of the show. He's not been on this show. He's been on Heated Conversations when we were over there on Sports Radio 610. He's been on the Hall of Fame over on ESPN Radio with Booker T and myself. And this man, Christian Harloff, also runs the movie trivia Schmodown, which I host the Schmodown Rundown. Okay. Christian, I believe it was Tuesday. Yeah, I think it was Tuesday evening. He texted me and he said, "Hey, guess what? Did you hear who we have for the show tomorrow?" I said, no, who you got? And then he didn't respond for, it felt like an eternity, because Christian just had CM Punk on the show. I think it was last week. And during the CM Punk show, he played a video of Booker T and I talking about CM Punk, and CM Punk was watching that, which was kind of trippy and a little surreal. So then I was wondering, I'm like, okay, it's probably going to be a wrestling guest. And then Christian sends me this picture of Crispin Glover as George McFly in the moment where he's telling Biff, "Hey, you, get your damn hands off her," right? And I said, oh my goodness. I said, no freaking way. Holy crap, you got to tell him that the boat is a big fan. And I was like, well, is he promoting something? And he said, yeah, he's promoting a new movie that he's in. And I was like, oh, okay. So the first thing I did was, let me find out, before I even watch this interview with Crispin Glover, let me find out what project he's promoting. So I do a little Google search. I find out He's doing this film, Lucky Day. I played the trailer at the top of the show. And I'm like, okay, Lucky Day. Interesting. I like it. And so I started kind of researching a little bit. I knew it's a Lionsgate film. So I just reached out and I wanted to see if I could get him on the show, you know, to promote the movie. And graciously, he came on the show. And I'm about to play an interview with Crispin Glover. And we talk about a lot. And I know Back to the Future fans listening, Back to the Future, the podcast fans listening right now, you're wondering, do they talk about Back to the Future at all? Yes, we talk about Back to the Future. We do. We absolutely do. I also get to talk to them a little bit about his father, Bruce Glover, who's also in one of my favorite movies ever, Diamonds Are Forever. And they're working on a project together. He's got this movie, and this movie kind of came about in a roundabout way because of the relationship with Robert Zemeckis that Crispin has, in a way. So I don't want to waste any more time because I am thrilled, excited, and honored to have the legendary Crispin Glover on the show. You know, I know he's had his issues, and he talks about them here, his issues with Back to the Future and, you know, why he's not a part of the, you know, get-togethers or anything like that. But I understand where he's coming from, and I think that everybody is entitled to have their own feelings about a situation. And it's nice and refreshing, though, to hear Crispin talk about his relationship with Robert Zemeckis and about the character that we all know and love, George McFly. So here he is, once again. The great Crispin Glover is joining us here on the Brad Gilmore Show, On Demand. And he joins me on the phone right now. He has got the new film, Lucky Day, coming out this weekend, October the 11th in theaters. And On Demand, the great, the legendary Crispin Glover joins us on the show today. Crispin, how are you, sir?
Very well. Good morning. How are you doing?
I am great. Thank you so much for taking the time. You know, I'm so excited to talk to you about this new movie. I haven't gotten to see it yet, but it's Lucky Day, and I know that you play a hitman, which sounds like it's going to be awesome for Crispin Glover to be a hitman. Tell me a little bit about Lucky Day, because I want to know how you got involved with the project, because from what I understand, you had to read the script, and it was a quick turnaround, and you were on the set like a couple days later, right?
Yeah, I think it was 7 days from when I read the script to being in front of the camera. But it was a complex character, and there's a dialect and all kinds of things I had to do in a very short time period. But it was obviously a great character. I'd worked with Roger Avery, the writer-director of the film, before.
So you were saying, you worked with the writer-director before?
Yes, I worked with Roger Avery previously on a film called Beowulf, which he co-wrote with Neil Gaiman. I'm currently working with Neil Gaiman on the show American Gods, which is based on the beautiful novel he wrote of the same title. And he's also the executive producer of American Gods. But I got this script from Roger. Well, also, Roger and Neil originally wrote Beowulf for Roger to direct. Robert Zemeckis, who directed me in Back to the Future, had read the script and wanted to buy it from Roger for himself to direct, which he did. But he told Roger and Neil that he would cast the people that they had on their list, the people they wanted to cast, and I was there to play. To play Grendel. And there had been a lawsuit about the sequel to Back to the Future because the producers had taken the molds that were made of my face from the original film for the old age makeup and utilized it to make prosthetics to place on another actor's face in order to fool audiences into believing that I was in the film. This, of course, was illegal, and there was a lawsuit about it. And after a lawsuit like that, I never expected to work with Robert Zemeckis again. But because of Roger Avery and Neil Gaiman, I'm grateful that I had this very good experience playing Grendel. I loved the character, I loved the script, and I had a great experience working with Robert Zemeckis again. So that was a very helpful and reparative thing for me personally. And then I was, like I say, I'm working with Neil Gaiman now on American Gods. And then I was very happy when I got this script from Roger. And obviously the character was just a great character. As soon as I got it, even though there was a very minimal amount of preparation time, I just knew this was a great part to play. So get ready and go. And that's what happened. And I'm very pleased. I'm very happy to be part of it.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
And I think audience are going to like this one.
No, and everything that I've seen about the movie, I'm excited to see Crispin Glover again as a villain. You know, you play a hitman in the film, once again, Lucky Day. But you mentioned that they kind of got you, the writer-director got you back involved with Robert Zemeckis, of course, Back to the Future. How was it, you know, the first day you were working on Beowulf? Did you and Robert talk at all about anything that happened in the past, or were you just moving forward?
No, I had a meeting with Robert Zemeckis before we started shooting. You know, I'd read the book, How to Be a Gentleman, which recommends not to bring up any sort of subject. So I didn't mention anything about Back to the Future. We never talked about it. We just went into working on the script at hand. And, you know, even though there was all this stuff that happened with the sequels, I actually had a good working relationship with Robert Zemeckis on both Back to the Future and also ultimately on Beowulf. He is a good director. So I'm very glad that I got to work with him again and had for me a reparative sort of situation. And it's unfortunate that there's a different producer named Bob Gale that just won't let this thing rest. And he continues to not accept the fact that he did something that was illegal. And instead of just being quiet about it, as any gentleman should, he continues to blame the victim, me, for stealing my face for his personal gain. It's really just really the worst kind of behavior. I'm surprised that press and media do not take him to task for this, because what he did was wrong and he should not be allowed to be essentially being a bully. It's really not right. Using his platform to make up lies and say things about something that he stole something from is just the worst kind of behavior possible.
And I can understand that. Obviously, I mean, full disclosure here, Crispin, you know, two of my favorite films of all time are Back to the Future and Diamonds Are Forever. They both involve a Glover. Of course, your father, Bruce Glover, was forever memorable in that movie.
There's a very positive thing that's happening about that. I also make my own film.
And you're getting to work with your dad, right?
Films. Yeah, well, I my father's in the second film I've directed. Next year, 2020, it will be the 15th anniversary of me touring with my shows and films. People can find out when I'm touring with my shows and films on CrispinGlover.com. I regularly tour. I'll be touring on January 15th. I don't know what city you're in, but I'll be in San Francisco at the Castro Theater starting January 15th with the 15th anniversary of touring with my first film, What Is It? My father acted in my second film. Actually, my mother did as well. And both of them are in my new film. But the new film was specifically developed for myself and my father to act in together for the first time. We'd never acted together before. And I've been working on this film for many years. And that film will also be ready for audiences in 2020. I'm not sure if I'm going to be touring with that film or what kind of distribution I'm going to be doing on the new film, but I am very excited about it. That's going to be ready next year.
That is awesome. And like I said, your dad had one of the most memorable, even in that, you know, Sean Connery run with Goldfinger and everything, he had one of the most memorable villains, you know, Mr. Winton, Mr. Kidd. I'll never forget those as long as I live.
That's right.
I only have a couple minutes left with you, but I wanted to ask you, you know, like I said, my other favorite film, Back to the Future, just the thing I've always loved about a Crispin Glover performance, because I've seen a lot of the movies that you've been in, you're such an individual in all your performances. And I remember in Back to the Future, you had these amazing physical movements to accompany your line delivery when you were George McFly. Just a little bit. Right. What went into playing that character? What was your mindset with some of the movements that accompanied that character?
Well, I remember that there, you know, it's complicated. It's probably a little longer than it would take than we have. But, you know, anything that has the psychology underneath, whether a character is overcompensating for something or what it is that the character is going through psychologically, can certainly manifest itself in not just the words that you're saying, but of course your entire body. And I definitely did work on that when working on Back to the Future. I try to figure that out in virtually any character that I play. Some characters end up being more physically apparent than others. It just depends on what the character is. And I do remember specifically working on psychological aspects that would manifest physically for that character in Back to the Future.
Yeah, I mean, it was just an incredible performance. I could talk to you all day. I know you have a book coming out next year, so I would love to have the time maybe eventually to talk to you about that. But real quick, what is that book going to be about?
The subject of the book, it'll be about a lot of things. It's about 450 pages long. I've been working on it for many years. And the subject matter is how propaganda functions in the United States entertainment industry. It's something I'm glad there's some awareness that's starting to come out about propaganda, but it tends toward having more to do with news media and politicians. But I don't really see it discussed about how it works in the entertainment industry. And it's very apparent to me how it functions, and I think it's an important subject matter. And then it pertains to my own filmmaking and experiences I've had in the film industry, and next year will be the year that it comes out as well. Probably my film, the one with my father, I'll have out before, and then a little bit later in the year the book. So next year is a big year. More information can be found on CrispinGlover.com. I have all the various Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, that kind of thing. But there's a newsletter people can find out about where I'm touring with my shows and films. It'll have the information out when my book comes out. And, now that Lucky Day's out, I've been posting things about that. I am excited about the film. I had a great time, and I think people are going to enjoy this character and film a lot.
Well, I cannot wait to watch it. Lucky Day, again, out this weekend in select theaters and on demand. The great Crispin Glover on the phone with me. 1,000 thank yous, Crispin. And whenever the book comes out, the film comes out, I'd love to talk to you again. It was an honor.
Yeah, that'd be great. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. You have a good day, and good luck with everything else.
You too. Thank you.
Oh, Brad, what have you done now?